With more snow on the way, we're all getting ready to deal with the headaches and hassles that can bring. This is Lisa Berry, and as much as we motorists have to deal with snow on the road, you can only imagine what kind of winter it's been for the Washtenaw County Road Commission. Well, imagine no more, because we're joined right now by the Director of Operations for the Washtenaw County Road Commission, Jim Harmon. Hi, Jim.
Hi there, Lisa. How are you today?
I think I'm okay. How are you is the bigger question. Getting ready to get busy again?
Been very busy preparing for this main event.
How do you do that?
We are getting all the equipment prepared, making sure everything is lubricated and ready to work for a long day and actually a long weekend. So checking the plows, the cutting edges, making sure all the materials stockpiled and ready to go. The diesel tanks are all filled up with fuel and so on and so forth.
Has it been a busier than usual winter for the Washtenaw County Road Commission?
It has. We've spent approximately 51 days this winter season performing winter maintenance. That's higher than usual. And really, we look at salt usage. It's a good indicator of the severity of the winter. Right now, we're about 60% higher in terms of the amount of salt we've had to use to de-ice our roadways than our 20 or 7-year average this time of the year. So it has been more expensive, and we've seen that trend translate through the use of diesel fuel, through the use of cutting edges, blades, and so forth.
Do you just use salt? I hear some have heard mention of beet juice or sand, but in Washtenaw County, is it just salt?
No, it's not just salt. Of course, plowing, good old mechanical plowing, is used to clear the slush and the snow from the roads. But in those instances when we need to de-ice the pavement, we'll use salt as long as it's not too bitterly cold. We get down below about 18, 15 degrees Fahrenheit, and I'm talking about the temperature of the pavement, not the air temperature. At that point, we start to include sand, abrasive, in the salt. And at some point it gets really cold, then we'll switch to sand exclusively to provide traction. The problem with putting the sand out there is that that all runs off and gets into the storm sewer and into the drains and creates some other challenges and consequences down the road. But under those very cold temperatures, abrasives are, you know, the only thing that we've got to provide the traction for the motor.
How are your crews holding up? Are they getting tired? Is it all men, or are there any women driving snow plows or snow trucks?
They're all men at this point. We have had some female drivers. Just the entire workforce, exceptionally dedicated, really committed to the community and the job that they do, and they are ready. These kind of events are not fun, but they're a few of them a winner. And the guys actually look forward to pushing the heavier snow. This is their profession. This is what they do for a living, and they're ready for this. They're committed to it.
Is there any way for motorists to tell just how slippery the roads are, other than driving on them?
Yes. Of course, the conditions can vary. You know, we talk about black ice, but you're really looking for, you're looking at the vehicle in front of you, and hopefully you're not too close to it. But if you see water coming off the tires, many cases, that's a good indicator. Okay, it's not frozen yet. That pavement, water isn't coming off the tires and that pavement's real shiny. That might be an indication that things are starting to freeze and things are getting icy. Really, it's one of those things you learn through experience, and hopefully that experience doesn't include sliding off the road into the ditch. So what we're encouraging, if you don't have to travel, don't. Why put yourself through that? If you do, you really have to plan for an extended travel time, slow down, additional space between you and other motorists. Certainly don't crowd our snow plows. They've got some pretty big blind spots, and we want to give them lots of room to work. But really slow down and plan for extended drive.
Director of Operations for the Washtenaw County Road Commission, Jim Harmon, thanks so much for joining us, and good luck on the roads, and thanks for all you do keeping it clean here for our drivers in Washtenaw County.
Thank you, Lisa.